FC United came from behind twice to grab a 2-2 draw in an entertaining encounter at Stocksbridge Park Steels on Saturday afternoon, with Michael Norton getting both of the goals for the Reds. It was a match that United were in control of throughout and should have won, especially with the Steels being saved by the woodwork on three occasions. However, the South Yorkshire side took their opportunities and will feel they earned a well-fought draw. Despite looking lively from the start, United gifted their opponents an early advantage, falling foul to an individual mistake just 3 minutes into the game. Jake Cottrell's clumsy defensive pass was intercepted by Jack Muldoon, who leapt on the loose ball and fired beyond the on-rushing James Spencer.
Just suffering a little bit of an injury, and it's a mistake there from FC United's Jake Cottrell. One-on-one. First time shot. Score!
Oh dear. And on 2 minutes. 2 minutes, everyone. FC United are a goal behind due to, one of those defensive errors.
Well, you can't believe it. It's not a defensive error, that. It's Jake Cottrell from midfield turning blindly and playing the ball back towards a goalkeeper. That was not a chance the keeper was going to get to, or neither was Greg Stone. And FC United on 2 minutes just completely undone themselves.
A first half review of possession and chances would definitely have put United ahead, but the Reds went in at the break ruining unconverted opportunities, including, as I said, hitting the woodwork on three occasions. The Reds' fortunes eventually changed on the hour mark as Stocksbridge captain Brett Lovell conceded a free kick 25 yards out in a central position. Rocker took responsibility, and as the ball emerged through the Stocksbridge wall, Mike Norton pounced a level for United.
Anyways, Carlos, my first time shot comes in. Well, it was a woeful free kick, to be honest, from Carlos Rocker. It went through the defence. Michael Norton was there,
wasn't it? He just took a look at deflection into Norton's path, and we could quite literally scuffle it over the line.
Well, it's one apiece here, and the FC fans go wild.
Having both played a part, Wolfenden and Mulholland made way for Jimmy Holden and Jay Walcott as United opted to switch to a 4-5-1 formation for the remainder of the game. With the Reds undoubtedly in control, the home side's second goal came very much against the run of play. Stocksbridge broke through Richard Stirrup, who left the United defence behind, and beat Spencer with a low shot.
Flicks a ball through there, and there's an opportunity to make it 2-1.
Through the legs of Spencer, and FC United caught cold there on the break. Defensive got squared.
Poor defending there from FC United. Defence wasn't sure whether to come or go.
Well, the defence wasn't doing its job. The defence was more preoccupied, and I was watching it for the previous 5 to 10 minutes, in getting the ball up the pitch and being part of the attack, unfortunately. And on 70 minutes, it's Stocksbridge 2, FC United Manchester 1.
Although trailing the game again, the Reds this time provided an instant reply, as Norton freed himself of his marker inside the 6-yard box and seized upon a superb cross from Rocker to level once more from close range.
As FC United now with the captain there over the halfway line, right hand side, Jimmy Holden's trying to get up and play with him. It's Carlos Rocker. He's carrying and made the run as Holden. And Rocker now takes two players, one side, Forster Carr. Carr plays it now to FC United.
Carl Jacobs just tried to tee the shot.
Simple ball, right hand side to Carlos Rocker. Hold it, son. Oh, that's a great ball. This will be equaliser.
Yes!
What a great, great ball by Carlos Rocker. We said on his day he has the capabilities of putting in world class passes. He's just absolutely drilled a ball across. And Michael Norton, right in front of him, slots it home. Superb. And Michael Norton with the goal there, absolutely superb. 2-2 apiece, 72 minutes on.
Although United produced a decent performance and were the far better footballing side in what was an entertaining encounter, the result highlights the fact that United were lacking the final ball for the majority of the match, and hence credit must be given to Stocksbridge, who, when given chances, made them count.
FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.